This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
Right now, though, it is time for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time on the Morning Munch. And joining us this morning from New Beginnings Mercy House, Melissa Tuvel's joining us. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. And we appreciate you joining us this morning. And we're going to have you share your story with us and share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
Okay. Mercy House is definitely an organization that has become very close to my heart. Been with them for a very long time, but I started out as a client. So over the years, I've transformed with them and being more of a volunteer out there. But I walked in to our blessing closet, pregnant with my 9th child. Out of work, no car, nothing, didn't know what I was going to do. Walked in there, no judgment, no nothing. It was, what can we do for you? What do you need from us? How can we help you? And throughout the years, this organization has been there for me when nobody else was. It is honestly very, very close to my heart, and I think you can hear I'm getting a little teared up now. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
You know, out there, when you're there, it's a safe place. It's wonderful to be able to have these women and children and, you know, dads too. You know, there's dads that come in, you know, that need help. But the biggest thing is we treat people how we would want to be treated. You know, everything that we have, we go through very carefully. You know, just because people need help doesn't mean they, you know, they deserve less than anybody else, you know, quality-wise. I think our biggest thing out there and how I've always seen it is really that we want to treat others like we want to be treated. For me, myself, it's amazing to be able to be on the other side, be able to be helping the people that come in and not walk in through the door needing help myself anymore. I can't say enough about what this organization has done for me personally. And it's given me a chance to actually sit down and help other moms that might have been in my situation, which to me is a blessing. I'm not really sure what else I can say.
So how long have you...
From my heart.
Melissa, how long have you been with New Beginnings then as a volunteer?
Let's see, on and off as a client for probably... I'm looking at my kids trying to think of their ages. Probably a good 8-9 years. But more as a volunteer and in the other role, a good three
years. That you've been volunteering now?
Volunteering, yep. But I was a client for many, many years.
And where is New Beginnings Mercy House? Where are you guys located? Who's eligible to get help from you guys?
Anybody. Anybody can come in. All we need is an ID, and that's it. You know, just bring us your driver's license. We are out in Ida on Jackman Road. All you really do is have to bring in your ID. We have a little form you fill out, just basic information, how many kids you have, kind of what you need, what you're looking for, you know, anything else we can do for you. But we don't turn anybody away.
And what kind
and
of...
We're not... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what kind of services do you provide? Like food, clothing, or what are some of the things you do?
We have a pantry of our own that we keep stocked, toiletry items, hygiene items, honestly, anything that you can think that a baby would need, furniture, bedding, clothing, blankets. We have some of the most beautiful bibs and burp cloths and blankets. We have a lady that will hand make them for us. So, I mean, that's how far we reach out into the community too. You know, we survive we're able to help everybody else when the community helps us. And we have a lady, her name's Anita, that literally hand makes us stuff. And it's the most beautiful stuff you would ever see. Formula, baby food, anything you can think of. And if we don't have it, you know, we'll work with you and we'll get it for you.
Very cool. And is there a phone number or a website people can go to check out to find out more information?
We are on Facebook. I feel awful because I don't have our phone number. Right now, I'm going to tell you, you can find us on Facebook because I don't have the phone number on me off the top of my head. I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. But put in, New Beginnings Mercy House
New
on
Beginnings
Facebook?
Mercy House, yes. I can't really see. I have nothing but good things to say. Have a good day. Sorry.
That's all right. Dropping kids off, too. Sorry, you're doing double duty today, Melissa.
No, when you're a mom of nine, yeah we kind of had to make a couple little extra arrangements, but we got everything. We're good. How I feel about Mercy House is really it. They were there for me when nobody else was. You can sit down and talk to Brenda. Our founder is actually also a therapist. She does counseling in the office, by appointment if anybody needs it. She sat down for hours with me at an end, talking with me, kind of trying to figure out a plan, just to get me back on my feet. I'm a nurse, I have a master's, but I walked into her with nothing. And some people find that hard to believe. How are you a nurse with a master's, but yet you were needing help? We all need help sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you, Mercy House is someplace you can come. No judgment. You really just tell me what you need.
Very cool.
We're really there just to help.
Hey, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Melissa Tuval from Dean's Mercy House joining us on the Morning Munch.
This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.